This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party are still detained after an early morning raid. This move came after days of escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election the army says was fraudulent. Myanmar military commander-in-chief Senior General Ming Aung Hlaing on Wednesday told military personnel that the country's constitution should be repealed if it was not abided by, citing previous instances where charters had been abolished by Myanmar. The Myanmar's election commission on Thursday rejected the military's allegations of vote fraud, saying there were no errors big enough to affect the credibility of the vote. Since then, the United States has chimed in, warning Myanmar to reverse course following the report that the country and the military had arrested its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, followed by a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel, causing at least nine deaths. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda and often carries out bombings in its war on Somalia's government, claimed responsibility via its radio station. The incident happened in the busy Kilometer 4 area of Mogadishu. Reuters, a journalist, saw security forces besiege the area where cars are inspected en route to the airport and where politicians regularly gather at the hotel. A police spokesman said that many people had been rescued from the Hotel Afrique.